अरे कुणाल, यू हैव गॉट अ टैन.
रियली?
या यू हैव.
गॉश, नन ऑफ आवर लिसनर्स कैन सी दैट दो. वेट, यू कुड एक्चुअली चेक आउट माय ट्विटर हैंडल एंड सी अ फ्यू पिक्चर्स.
ओ यस, दिस मैन हैज बीन पार्टिंग जस्ट एज फॉर्मूला 1. नो फॉर्मूला 1 एक्शन, नो ब्लॉगिंग एक्शन फॉर यू, बट यस, आफ्टर द एंड ऑफ 4-5 weeks.
Yes.
And a little boring Olympics.
Come on, we got some good medals, okay?
Yes, India got a few medals. You're going to get some Formula 1 action. We're going to get Kimi in a Lotus with a DDRS going on Spa. And I think that is the end of the lull that we talked about, that Kimi has to win now. That's going to happen.
Yeah, I just hope he wins. You know, we've been talking about Kimi and Schumacher and Kimi and Schumacher all the time. And I think it's, again, yeah, I've kept saying this, but I think it's time he wins.
By the way, the people keeping the time are Kunal Shah, that's the man. I'm Rishi Kapoor. We both do this Formula 1. We've been doing it for a while. You've been listening to it for a while. But yes, this is Kimi's best chance, because Lotus are the only team with the biggest upgrades for this Grand Prix. And why is it important after the break?
It's important after the break. There is continuation. You know, Lotus has shown the pace, but never really shown the pace to win, etc.
Correct.
I think they've also been a little conservative. And Kimi is absolutely in love with Spa. We've seen him before. And I hope we see him this Sunday as well, doing what he does best.
Yes. They're going to be using the DDRS. That is a double drag reduction system, which Mercedes actually invented. And do you know, back in the day, I think it was in the 90s, where Renault and McLaren were using this.
See, this is exactly why I rely on you for all these kind of information.
Yes, it is. But do you think the qualifying chances that DDRS will help Lotus with will cancel out any advantage during the race?
I just hope that they get the pace they need to qualify up front. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Correct.
They've not shown all the pace in qualifying, etc. Yes, in the race, because the DRS zone is only in a dedicated area, it is shorter, etc.
Correct.
There will be some performance mismatch here, but they just need to qualify higher up.
But Kunal, let me tell you, McLaren is still the fastest car on grid, and Hamilton showed in the last two Grand Prix, and he was really, really quick.
Yes, he was quick. He was menacingly quick. Even Hamilton will, you know, love a circuit like Spa. In fact, all drivers will love Spa.
We love Spa. We love driving it in the game.
I know. That's the closest we can get.
Yes, but it's going to be really, really close. Nobody's talking about the Red Bull. Everybody is saying, yes, Alonso is very, very far ahead. It's going to be very difficult to stop him. But Kimi is the man who can do it.
Kimi's the man who can do it. Alonso, 40-point lead, should be fun. And just going back to Spa, the best news you and I could get while we waited 5 weeks
is
that the contract is extended till 2015. So we're going to have the race for a few more years. You're not going to have, you know, the alternating thing that Bernie Eccleston was out doing. So we're going to have Spa till 2015.
Yes, we need the classic tracks. I want the old Hockenheim. We want the Spa. We want Magny Cours to come back. But nevertheless, we've taken a starting step.
Yes, yes. And I'll add to that, Rishi.
Yes.
I think we need the classic tracks without the DRS system.
Ah, big argument now going on in the entire Formula 1 paddock. Does Spa need a DRS? Well, with the cars, well, with Spa, you don't know. It's a yes or no. With these tires, we may not need the DRS. We may not.
With the camel straight, you don't need a DRS in my view again. I know it's been difficult to overtake in the past, etc., etc. Mm. But come on, some bit of classical racing on these classical circuits. Even Monza. I mean, I know we'll record this for Monza next week.
Yes.
Monza also doesn't necessarily need a DRS.
Had Monza not had a DRS, Michael Schumacher would have been in the podium, you know when.
When?
When he was trying to block Lewis and he was doing a great job out of it.
When was this, Rishi?
Yeah, this was when...
This is always you. I know.
Okay, but coming to Michael Schumacher, it's his 300 Grand Prix. The old man of the sport has come and maybe going. Kimi's come back later and is trying to win. Michael is nowhere, but last year it was a great outing for him.
I'm sure he'll do well in Spa. 300 win, first win, etc. He's, like he keeps saying, it's like his living room out there.
Yes.
And like I told you, I read an interesting tweet. This is Vettel's 92nd start.
Yes.
And Schumacher has got 91 wins already. So,
90.
Legendary status.
I remember that golden helmet he had last year. Probably he'll strike gold and I really want him to. But one man who's very important to us.
Who is?
Kartikeyan.
Yes.
Kartikeyan, you're always a fan of him. What's the latest with Kartikeyan?
Good break for him, I hope. He's been doing a few interviews in India, so that's nice. Yeah. And he's confessed that he needs to learn more from De La Rosa, show more pace in qualifying. But unfortunately for him and for Formula One fans in Kerala, the demo run that he was supposed to do in Kerala on the first day of Onam, which was actually today, 29th of August, got cancelled.
Okay. Little experiment. Look at me carefully. Do I look like I care?
Come on. Demoran in India with the Naren cancelled. Not good.
I'm so glad they saved that money for a new front.
He did something really good over the weekend. Sorry, I'm going to interrupt you.
What do you do?
MRF have launched a new series. He took the car out and he did a demo run in a mall in Chennai. You know, we need those kind of things.
Oh, yes. We totally need to break a few glasses.
This kind of promotion will do wonders, I can tell you.
See, whereas promotion is concerned, you have a great, great news. I know you're not a cricket fan. I am. But Mahendra Singh Dhoni, the most respected cricketer of India right now, the best captain we have, has done something great.
Yes, he's news is out that he's fielding a team in the World Super Sport Biking Championship something like that. Two-wheeler team. Not surprised. He's a two-wheeler fan. And it's a support race to the World Superbike Championships, etc. They've already got a couple of riders racing for them. So,
and one of them would be John Abraham.
Well, thankfully, it's not. And I hope his team does well. He's out promoting the sport himself. Maybe doing a couple of races himself, you never know.
Ah, that's really nice. But Formula One has given us something to laugh at. It's called Formula E, and you sent me an e-link about it. What is Formula E? Are we going to do it on the internet?
It's Formula Electric, which I'm sure you've read in that link. Okay, it's a good step forward. Sooner or later, you know, with the whole fossil fuel dependence, Formula One needs to move, etc., etc. Yeah. Environmentally friendly sport. Yeah. And they're going to do this race across the, you know, it's going to be across the world. They're in fact saying Mumbai will have a round and a team as well. Concept stage, they're looking at this, you know, activity happening in 2014. But good step. If we can get good electric cars racing, which sound good as well, why not try and incorporate that in Formula One as well?
Yes, it did make me laugh. But the big concept is the car gets charged while it's moving because the track is charged.
Yes.
And the friction with the tires helps you charge it.
I did something like that in SL World quite a few years back. Only that the charging unit was on the top.
And you were dashing into people purposefully.
I was not being Maldonado.
We're going to dash into some Formula One action. It's been really boring without it. I do not like seeing Lorenzo and Pedrosa fight for each other. I want to see some Formula One four-wheel action. And we're going to get it. It's going to happen in Spa. And we're going to be recording a post-Spa pre-Monza blog for you. But till then, Kunal, your tan is for real. You went to someplace without me. Which chick did you go with?